Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Jeff Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Possible.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2491. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. But we are here right now to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. So what is on your to-do list? I've got stuff on my to-do list. Leslie, I bet you've got stuff on your to-do list. I mean, we have perennial to-do lists, right? I mean, have you ever had a project that you've carried from year to year? I know that I have. But it's there. It's at the top of the list. It's just that we end up getting to those lists. And maybe we can help you move ahead on your challenge to take on those projects by answering a few questions to help you get them done. So reach out to us right now. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, did you guys know that pots, pans, and utensils that we use to cook with can contain harmful materials that actually could leach into food you eat? Well, Consumer Reports knows all about this, and they're out with a great story about how this can happen and what you need to know to prevent it.
All right, and if painting is on your to-do list, the hardest part of that project is not the prep or the paint. It's really picking out that color. So we've got some cool ideas for helping you simplify that part of the project.
And there are many choices in heating fuel, but have you ever wondered which type of fuel is most efficient? We're going to sort out the differences between oil, gas, propane, and electric heat to help you determine which delivers the best energy efficiency for your home.
All right, but first, our focus is you, because we make DIY doable with clear tips and advice to get your project done. So if you've got a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help it make it a DIY done project. Let us know what you are working on. We are still in winter. There's lots of planning that can be done for those big spring projects. There's some great interior projects you can tackle this time of year. So let us know what you are working on.
Reach out right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
William in Illinois is on the line with a heating question. How can we help you with your project?
I live in the Midwest here in Illinois. I've got a smaller house, about 1,100 square foot. It's got a addition on the front of the house that is about 12 foot by 10 foot, something like that, relatively small room. Got a pretty good-sized window facing the road. It's on a foundation, but it's not attached to the garage, and it's not heated. I don't have a heating duct running out there. It's attached to the attic space, which is insulated. That room gets cold in the winter and hot in the summer, and I wondered if I just ran a heating duct out there, if that would be enough, or should I put a vapor barrier down, or should I knock a hole in it to attach it to the basement, or, you know, get up under there and insulate and then run a heating duct, or what?
First of all, whenever you have a standalone space like that that's pushed off the rest of the house, you have more exterior surfaces, so you have more ways for the basically that building to chill. Adding insulation is always a no-brainer. Adding insulation to the floor, adding insulation to the attic, making it as insulated as possible is good. Now, you ask, can I add a heating duct to that? Maybe. Depends on a lot of things. Depends on the existing layout of your HVAC system and whether or not you can get a properly sized supply and return duct to that space. Does this room get heat from the rest of the house, but just not enough heat?
It doesn't get anything right now. It has just a door.
It was used as
a bedroom in the summers, I guess.
So what I would do is I would consult with your HVAC contractor to see how difficult it would be and whether or not the pro thought you could get enough BTUs into that room to provide enough heat, and I don't know if it includes air conditioning or not. If not, the other thing to look at is what's called split ductless. Basically, you would install what is essentially sort of a miniature heat pump right outside the wall of that house, and you would hang on the wall a register that has the fan built into it, sort of a blower unit, and that can supply cold air in the summer, and that can supply warm heated air in the winter. And that would basically be a separate heating system for that room, a separate HVAC system for that room, but it's easier than trying to sort of extend sometimes the core system of the house. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it sure does. All righty. Well, I will look into both those options.
Great, William. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with a plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell, and for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and you know they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another or things that just don't make sense or you wish that, you know, X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with whether it's, you know, a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets. So that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, it's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing to have it exactly where you want it. And then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there and, you know, the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Joan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on. We've got lots of great ideas to keep your house in tip-top shape, and we want to hear what you need help with, so reach on out. Coming up next, nonstick pans may make cooking easier, but they could come with some hidden risks. Just ahead, we're going to share tips on how you can choose safer cookware and avoid forever chemicals in your kitchen when the Money Pit returns.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyFit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler.
What are you guys working on this weekend? Whatever it is, reach on out to Team Money Pit so we can help you make those DIY projects, DIY done projects.
Hey, did you guys know that a burglar actually enters a home every 30 seconds? That's kind of a scary statistic. And one reason that we are excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. And right now, MoneyFit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system starting at just $1 a day. $1 a day, that's fantastic. Plus, it gets better because all of our listeners get free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions do apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606.
Heading over to Ohio, we've got Pete on the line who's having some issues with an underlayment. What's going on?
I'm looking for options to put down an underlayment beneath the luxury vinyl that I'll be laying down. I want to put a little distance between myself and the concrete.
So does the luxury vinyl product that you've selected have an attached underlayment? Some of them do, some of them don't.
Yes, it does.
Pete, who makes the luxury vinyl plank flooring that you're installing?
Pergo.
Pergo, okay. So that's a great brand. And all these manufacturers have a specific recommendation for a underlayment. Pergo, I know, has a product called Pergo Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like a fan fold product that you buy. It's 100 square feet. It costs around $80. So it is not inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it is designed specifically to work with Pergo flooring and to give you a moisture protection between the two and a little bit more comfort as well.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. I would stick with the manufacturer's recommended underlayment. There are generics, and they may work, they may not work, but you can't go wrong if you stay with the same brand. Kind of like the same paint. You know, I like to choose primers and paints that are all made by the same company and not mix them up. This sort of applies to flooring in your case as well. And, you know, the other advantage of sticking with the same manufacturer is warranty. Should there be a warranty issue, you know, it prevents them from saying, well, you didn't use our recommended underlayment, right? So, you're again, staying in the same family is the best way to go for all those reasons.
Okay, that makes sense. Great.
All right, good luck with that project.
Well, nonstick cookware is a staple in many kitchens. It's easy to use, it's easy to clean, it makes cooking a breeze. But did you know that some of those nonstick coatings could come with some hidden health risks?
Yeah, that's right. Nonstick coatings, especially those that are made with PFAs, which are also called forever chemicals, have been linked to health concerns like cancer and reproductive issues. And these chemicals are slow to degrade in the environment, and they can even release harmful gases if they're overheated.
So what's a home chef to do? I mean, Consumer Reports has some great tips to help you choose safer cookware and keep your family healthy. I mean, do you just avoid it altogether?
Yeah, well, first, yeah, you do avoid products that are made with PFAs, but it can be a little tricky because manufacturers can label their cookware as PFOA-free, but it might still contain Teflon or other PFAs. So to be safe, you want to look for cookware that explicitly says it is free of PFAs, including Teflon. And if a product just says nonstick without listing the material, I would assume does contain PFAs, and just stay away from it.
Now, many manufacturers are using ceramic coatings as an alternative to those PFA coatings, and Consumer Reports found several ceramic options that perform really well.
Yeah, and third, you can always opt for uncoated cookware, you know, kind of go back in time a little bit. I mean, stainless steel, carbon steel, cast iron, we love our cast iron cookware around here, but they're all great options. That cast iron in particular can develop sort of a natural nonstick surface when it's well seasoned, and it lasts forever if you take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, I do love our stainless cookware. I do have a couple of the ceramic pieces. And I love the way they both cook. It's funny, the ceramic ones are almost too nonstick. Like sometimes you want things to get a little bit crispier coated from that natural stickiness in the pan, and you almost don't get it. But they're great. They perform really well, and they look awesome. But I think the most important here, at the end of it, you've got to care for those nonstick pans properly. No matter what type of nonstick coating that you're using, you want to avoid high heat. You never want to heat an empty pan. You want to stick to silicone or wooden utensils. Hand wash those pans. Skip the abrasive sponges. You kind of got to treat these a little delicately. And if you do find that those pans are scratched or flaking or damaged, it's just time to replace them. And always ventilate your kitchen when you're using nonstick pans, especially if you're unsure about the PFAs, because they are toxic.
Yeah, these few simple steps can make a big difference in your kitchen and potentially in your health. So shout out to Consumer Reports. Great job on this post. And you can find it on their website. There's a full guide on safer cookware at consumerreports.org, consumerreports.org.
Kayla in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Just got married and moved into a new home, and it already had a Honeywell whole home humidifier installed in it, and it seemed like a dream come true. I thought it was going to be amazing, but we have 100-amp service, and every now and then our breaker will trip, and you don't even know downstairs unless you're down there. And I've gone down a couple times, and the basement is flooded, and it floods, like, over into the other room. like into the where I eventually want to lay carpet and have like a family room.
Is that because the dehumidifier condensate pump stops working?
I'm not sure what it is. There's like an overfill thing for it, and I'm assuming it's supposed to lead to a drain, but the drain is in the laundry room, which is in the opposite direction.
Okay, so when everything is working correctly, this dehumidifier is going to take moisture out of the air, drop it into a reservoir, which you either have to empty or it will pump out somewhere. Usually, if it's got a condensate pump associated with it, it can pump up sort of against gravity, and there's a clear plastic tube that goes out and leads to a drain somewhere or even outside the house. If you have a power failure, you know, it's not going to work, and it might actually start to leak maybe back into that room where you are. Of course, the dehumidifier is not working at that time, so it's not going to leak for long, but I could see how it could create a bit of a puddle. So your problem is not so much with a dehumidifier, but why you're having a problem popping these breakers. Now, 100-amp service is actually a pretty darn good service, and it frequently doesn't get the respect it deserves. When these breakers pop, it's not usually because you're pulling more than 100 amps. It's because whatever circuit you have this particular dehumidifier on needs to be improved, perhaps by adding an additional circuit. But the service for the house should be fine.
Okay. It does have a clear hose that leads outside.
That's what's going on. When your power goes out, the pump stops working, and that's why it's leaking. Okay? So focus on getting this plugged into a circuit that is a little bit bigger than what you have right now. An electrician could help you sort this out, but it's not a big deal to add an additional circuit just for that device.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ronnie in Maryland's on the line and has a question about a paintsicle. You know, when a gallon of paint freezes and you wonder if you can still use it. Welcome, Ronnie. How can we help you?
Yes, I was wondering I have some latex paint that was out in the garage. I live in a part of Maryland here where things freeze up. I was wondering if the paint was still good when it's frozen. And if it is frozen, how I find out if it was frozen or not.
All right. So is it currently frozen? Do you know, has it been frozen only once, or have you had it like a year or two, and it's probably frozen a couple of times?
I have no idea how old it is. Actually, I bought a house, and there's lots of gallons of leftover paints that were in the garage.
You not only have frozen paint, you have old frozen paint that could have had a long history to it. I mean, the short answer is, a definite maybe. I mean, I think that if you ask the manufacturers, they'd say no, but I think we've all used some frozen paint before.
I mean, they're brand-new cans of paint. I open up, I can see that they're separated a little bit, but that's why I didn't know if they were actually good or if they were bad. If I mixed them back up, they were good? Or
well, I mean, here's the deal. I would start by bringing the paint indoors, let it get to room temperature, and then stir it. If it stirs and starts to go creamy, then it's probably okay. If it still looks lumpy, then I'd say no. You know, the issue is that latex paint has a large quantity of water in it, so obviously that's going to freeze and cause things to separate. And then you might end up with problems with adhesion and peeling and perhaps color not matching.
That's what I thought. If there's any lumpy stuff that might have been, I could run into a cheesecloth or something like that.
No, you wouldn't want to. If it's lumpy or cottage cheesy looking in any kind of way, that just means that all of the, you know, additives that cause it to adhere have completely separated and are not sort of going back into the paint itself. So I wouldn't strain it off because then it's just truly not going to stick. So if it's separating like that, chuck it. But if you mix it and it looks creamy and it seems okay, I'd give it a go.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on Team Money Pit. If you are having a hard time picking out a color when it comes to a painting project, ooh, I get it. There are so many good choices out there. But we have got a super easy tip to help you choose after this. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right. Well, sometimes you think you have mold, but you're not sure if it's mold, and that is what's going on with Derek in Ohio. Tell us about the situation.
Nothing that I can see, but I smell something, and I don't know if it's in my head. We've had a problem before, and I don't know what's going on. Okay. I want to make sure that there's nothing there.
Okay. Tell me about your house. Is it on a basement first?
Yes.
Okay. And is the basement dry?
Yeah, the basement is dry now. Did have a problem with it when we first moved in where one of the slabs was sloping towards the house, so it was getting water, but we've got that totally cleaned out now.
Oh, good. You learned a lesson early about the importance of drainage outside, making sure that water is moving away from the house and not toward it. So good for you.
Yeah, well, not early enough.
Well, if it's been dry, you know, for some period of time, then I don't think that's going to be a source of an ongoing mold problem. Certainly could have caused some mold issues at one point. And you had mentioned in your message to me that you had some experience with a mold companies or a contractor or inspector. Can you talk about that?
First one that we got to work on the basement, he went out of business. Then the next one, he did the inspection and he also did the contracting. So kind of leery about that, but he seems to have done a good job. The most recent one, well, they were kind of far away.
Okay. So what you really want at this point is a competent mold inspector.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is that there's not a lot of states that license mold inspectors. And there's a lot of companies that or guys that, you know, promote themselves as certified mold inspectors. And that might mean simply that they took a course that was offered by like an association or maybe at best OSHA or a government organization like that. So I think you need to like dig to the next level. Don't just take at face value someone that tells you that they're a certified inspector and an expert at mold. You need to understand what expertise they have and what work they've completed to use that title. That's going to be really important. Now, one place you may find a good inspector that inspects for mold and absolutely has no conflict of interest would be through the American Society of Home Inspectors. These are the inspectors that inspect homes before you purchase them. And one of the things that they often look for, although not always, is mold. And the ASHI qualified inspectors, the American Society of Home Inspectors, don't have conflicts of interest. So they're not going to say, hey, you got a mold problem, but don't worry, I'm just the guy to fix it for you, which is what happened to you last time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just have to dig a little deeper. If you could find someone that is a licensed public health official, that would be good as well. That's another closely aligned profession and one that requires extensive training and experience. And you might even want to stop by your local municipal office, the building department, and ask them if there are good quality mold inspectors in your area. You're just going to have to work it a little bit because it's not quite as clear as, you know, looking at somebody's driver's license and seeing if they have a valid date, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I ran into.
It can be done. You're just going to have to do a little work. Now, the other thing that you could also do is you could go to the website for Angie, A-N-G-I, and you could, this is a site where you put in the specifics of your project. So in this case, you're looking for a mold remediator or a mold inspector, and you put in your zip code, and they'll return to you a list of companies in your area that do that work. And what's good is they'll also return with those companies links to all of the reviews that they've earned on that website. And I think they verify the reviews as well. And you could read through that and get a sense as to whether or not the folks that have hired these guys were happy with the end product. So another way for you to try to dig in and find the right person for your project.
All right. Well, very good. I'll do some more digging then.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you for your help.
You got it. Well, when it comes to painting, for some, the hardest part of the project isn't the prep. It's not even the painting. It's picking the color. And if that's you, there are easy tricks for getting that color just right.
Yeah, first of all, those tiny little paint chips that you see at the paint store, yeah, they're super fun to look at. There's a lot of them. Even if you have one of those old fan decks at home, it's great to look at that tiny little piece just to kind of get an idea. But I think when you narrow it down to 3, 5, heck, even 7, like if you're just undecisive, you know, try to narrow it down to 2 or 3 because you can buy a quart of your paint or even some stores sell a tinier sample size of it. You've just got to ask at the paint counter and see if they'll mix you a smaller sample size. But even if not, a quart of the paint, granted you could paint a whole wall with it, but if you got a couple and you put out a good-sized swatch of that paint color in that room, this will help you understand what that paint is going to look like in that room at different times of day. You've got to see it in the morning light. You've got to see it in the midday light. You've got to see it at night when you've got your lights on so you can really get a sense of that color. And I always find that even if in my mind I think it's, oh, it's this type of color, I still throw in a completely different color because it could be something else I was thinking of rather than just looking at tones of one color. I may go completely left field of something just to kind of satisfy that that's what I want, that's not what I want. So really narrow it down to two or three choices, paint a larger swatch on the wall, and live with it. And that's really going to help you make the best decision. You're painting the room anyway, so paint on some swatches.
It really allows you to try it before you buy it, or at least before you commit to it and have to live with it for a long, long time.
Correct.
All right. Good advice.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, gas, oil, propane, electric. There are a lot of different ways that you can be heating your home. If you're wondering which fuel is the most efficient or maybe the cheapest, we're going to tell you after this.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just a dollar a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just a dollar a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. Their roof rejuvenation treatment has saved nearly 80,000 roofs, including mine, and it really works. Trusted nationally and locally owned and operated. Find a RoofMax installer near you. Go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you're finding our home improvement tips helpful, we've got a project for you to help us with. Just head on over to Money Pit on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave us a 5-star review. We love hearing what you guys enjoy most about the show. It makes everybody feel super happy when we get a big, great review, and it makes a huge difference in helping us grow the show. And again, we appreciate you guys so much for listening to us every weekend, and we can't wait to hear what your next project is.
Lulu in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
So I noticed in fall that my bricks in the front steps were starting to break down, and I was paying attention to Ollie on the rainy day, and I said, okay, there must be water coming from the gutters. So, and I thought maybe, I've been in my house for 3 years, so I thought maybe the gutters need to be reattached. So I had someone come out, because I had some screws coming out, and so they reattached them with some new screws. And then, of course, more rain came, still rain coming down. My bricks on my front steps are decaying very rapidly. So I thought, okay, let me do more research, and I found out about the drip edge. So I was like, all right, is there a drip edge or not drip edge on this house? Because it's built in the 1950s, 48. And so I crawled up to onto the roof, because I'm scared of heights, and
wow.
I went there, and there is a drip edge, but it was flat, so I decided to get one of those T drip edges, like those that actually is like, comes out more drip edge, and so I installed those underneath the edge.
So are we talking about putting in an additional piece of flashing underneath the shingles to kind of extend the reach into the gutters?
Yes, I'm thinking that may be the problem. Still rain again, still rain water coming down onto, like, in the front of my steps, which also will.
Okay, so first of all, what's this roof look like? Is it got a pretty steep pitch to it?
Like more than 45 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, so if you have a roof with a really steep pitch, you end up getting sort of a lot of inertia of that water sort of rolling down the roof, and it'll tend to kind of jump across the gutters sometimes. Are the gutters clogged and then leaking, or is the water that does get in the gutter actually draining out?
It's not clogged. No, we cleaned it.
It's not clogged. So they're not overflowing and leaking. The water's just sort of missing the gutter.
Because I'll look up and see that it's coming through underneath the gutter. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I'm trying to understand how that's possible.
The way that's possible is if the gutter does get clogged, it can back up and then sort of spill over the back edge of the gutter. That's how that often happens. Now, if it's not clogged, the water's not getting there in the first place. And I think your approach is right. But you need to make sure that the additional extension of the roof shingles into the gutters is done adequately enough. So if the shingles are installed right, they should overlay the edge of the gutter by at least 2 inches.
I didn't put shingles in. I just put like that plastic, more like a drip edge, like another like drip edge.
Okay. Did the shingles overlay the gutter edge by a couple of inches, or are they short of the gutter?
They're short. It's an old roof.
Yeah. So that's obviously the problem then. Now, this drip edge that you put in, you said it was plastic?
Or metal. I don't know. I got it at Home Depot.
What I would do in a situation like this is I would take 4-inch aluminum flashing, okay? Comes in a roll, very inexpensive. It's easier to work with if you cut it into maybe 4-foot-long strips. And I would work it underneath the shingles. It has to go under the shingles and then on top of the back edge of the gutter so that it truly does serve as a bridge. You need to extend the reach of that shingle into the gutter because it sounds like the gutters are a little bit short of the edge of the shingles, and they're never going to work well in that case. We've got to get the water running over the shingles, then onto the flashing, and then into the gutters. You have to kind of create sort of an extension. If you do that, it should work well.
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, I feel like every winter we get bombarded with ads that compel us to choose between fuels like propane over oil or natural gas over electric. Well, all those competing claims can really make it hard to figure out what is truly the best deal.
Well, according to the Department of Energy, the best home heating fuel option for your home is going to depend on a variety of factors, including the cost and availability of that fuel, and then the cost of maintenance and installation.
Yeah, and the truth is that for most of us, our home heating fuel options may not really be up to us. I mean, since the fuel has to match the heating appliance that was installed in your home, your apartment, your condo, switching from one fuel to another isn't usually very practical. But that doesn't mean there aren't still ways to save.
Now, if you heat by oil or in some cases propane, one way to cut costs is to join fuel oil cooperatives. Now, a cooperative is a group that's formed to purchase that fuel oil in bulk at a discounted price, and then that's passed along to the end user. Cooperatives have been around for more than 20 years, and if you join one, really can result in some substantial savings. You just have to remember that these providers do not offer services like emergency oil delivery on a cold winter night or something like that. It's kind of very scheduled. It's very regimented, but you do see a good savings.
Yep, and when it comes to replacing heating or cooling equipment, opt for efficiency, as many of the more efficient systems qualify for federal, state, or local incentives, including tax credits and generous rebates.
All right, now we've got Ruth in Michigan on the line. How can we help you today?
I have an older house that's in need of some pizzazz and wanted to put shutters over my vinyl siding. Is that possible, and how would I attach them?
Yeah, it's done all the time, and there are special fasteners that are used in that situation so that you pierce the siding without causing a leak to happen. And most of the shutter companies will sell those as part of the shutter, too. So you certainly can do that. You do want to be careful not to squish the siding, because remember, the siding is somewhat soft. And so as long as you're careful about the way they attach, you certainly can have shutters on top of vinyl. Okay, Ruth?
All right. Well, good. I was wondering if it could be a do-it-yourself project.
Absolutely. Ruth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us on this winter weekend here at the Money Pit. I'm sure those indoor projects are the ones you're tackling right now, but maybe you are dreaming about a big spring project. So let us give you a hand. Well, with those winter dark days still hanging around, we have some easy options to help you brighten things up when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
get homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first, though. Pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Alan, Pennsylvania wrote to Team Money Pit saying, my replacement windows are about 10 years old. I notice they freeze or frost up about a half an inch on the bottom of the top window. Every year that area seems to get a little bigger. Is this a moisture problem or a window problem or all of the above or none of the above?
Yeah, so it sounds like what's happening there is the insulated gas between the two panes of the double-hung window, the thermal pane window, I should say, is starting to wear out and perhaps leak. And as that happens, you get condensation inside that glass window, and it probably gets a little worse every year. And when temperature conditions are just right, it freezes and gives you that frost. So while it certainly is making the window less efficient, I don't think it's so less efficient that it's worth replacing unless the appearance is bothersome to you. But it does signal the fact that these windows are kind of on their way out, and it is time for you to think about replacement.
Nancy in New York wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I've got a problem in my basement. Most of the blocks in the bottom two rows on the north foundation wall are crumbling. Do I need to remove all the paint on the wall before using an epoxy patching compound or just scrape away what's loose?
Yeah, so Nancy, we get this kind of question all the time, and I sincerely doubt that the walls are crumbling. What I think is happening is you're getting moisture in that wall. And what happens is when the moisture gets in the wall and then it evaporates into your basement, it leaves behind mineral salts, which can look like a crumbling foundation because they're usually dark gray or sort of an off-white. Sometimes you'll have black streaks in there. And all it is salt. And you can prove this to yourself by just sprinkling some vinegar on it, at which point you will see it all disappears, kind of evaporates right away, dissolves right before your very eyes. So this just points to the need to improve your drainage outside. I can bet you have a downspout disconnected or a gutter that's clogged or something of that nature that's allowing too much water to collect against that wall, and that will solve it.
All right. Good luck with all your projects, everybody.
Well, these long, dark days of winter tend to give the project-loving homeowners amongst us the blues, but you don't have to wait for spring to add some cheer. There are a few dollar-wise home improvement projects that can spruce up your space and your spirits. Leslie has some tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, it may sound obvious, but the first thing you can do is just turn on those lights. It's a good time to add a lamp or some sconces, or at least increase the brightness of the bulbs and the fixtures you've already got around your house. Another great way to brighten the mood is to plant an indoor garden. You can plant some colorful flowers or something edible that just kind of reminds you of springtime, and then transfer it outdoors when that warm weather does return. You can also spruce up your front door. The front entry is such a wonderful, welcoming spot that when you've been out and about in the dreariness, as you pull up to your house and see something really vibrant and inviting, it kind of just brightens your day. I mean, if you're not going to paint the door, just polish the hardware. You can also get a new inexpensive doormat, update the lighting around the porch to something with more maximum wattage allowed by that fixture. That's going to help you just kind of lighten things up and freshen the look of the front of your house. And you've got to remember that spring really isn't that far off. But a few fix-up now can make you feel a little cozier as you hibernate in your home through the rest of the winter.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about some trends here in women taking on DIY projects. They're taking them on more and more frequently than ever before, which is awesome. But what's interesting is that their strategies and motivations are really shaking up the traditional approach. So we're going to reveal how female DIYers are redefining home improvement on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Christian relief groups have been impacted by the end of USAID. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
The Trump administration's plan to gut USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, the White House.
But on the other side, many experts say there is great waste in USAID, where huge sums of money have been given to questionable groups and or agencies in several nations. Also at townhall.com, Hamas has released three more male Israeli hostages.
We've seen on a weekly basis since the ceasefire came into place a kind of PR message, in a sense, from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other group holding the hostages, to send a message to the world that they are still there, that they are determined to be having a stake in Gaza's future, and that they've not been destroyed, as Benjamin Netanyahu said that they would be.
BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reporting. Former Israeli Parliament member Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in the difficult situation of negotiating with Hamas.
Here's one of these moments where you've got to say a little blessing and thank the Lord that you are not the Prime Minister who has to make this call, because nobody wants to be in that position.
Investigators say the crew of the Army helicopter that collided with an American Airlines jet in Washington may have had inaccurate altitude readings in the moments before the crash, and also may have not heard key instructions from air traffic controllers to move behind the plane. NTSB says the recording has suggested the crew may have missed the instruction. You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Coverage varies by plan.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
We're learning more about a major case in the Big Apple. A seventh prosecutor has resigned as a result of turmoil over a corruption case involving New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Mike Hempen has more on this developing story.
Hagen, Scotton, and the other prosecutors in the case were suspended with pay on Thursday by Acting Deputy U.S. Attorney General Emile Bovee. President Trump says he has questions about the prosecutors' actions.
It looked to me to be very political. But why didn't they bring this up like 4 or 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, whenever it happened? You know, they just sat around and didn't complain.
Adams is accused of accepting over $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions and lavish travel perks from from foreign nationals while he was Brooklyn Borough President. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more stories, news, analysis, breaking news at SRN News and townhall.com. If you handed out a Valentine's Day card on Friday, you were in good company. The president also had one for illegal immigrants.
The administration shared a Valentine's Day card on social media. It featured Mr. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's faces on a pink backdrop adorned with red hearts. The card had a warning message to illegal aliens hiding from ICE officers. It read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally, and we'll deport you."
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. The Trump administration has blocked the Associated Press from traveling with the president on Air Force One and also from covering an Oval Office event. It's part of the dispute over the Gulf of America. The AP says it will continue to call it Gulf of Mexico. New York State police have charged five people with murder in the killing of a man who authorities said died following repeated acts of violence and torture for more than a month. His body was later discovered in a field. You'll find more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com, seniorcarelive.com.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative,
director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-828-3383. That's 800-828-3383. 800-828-3383.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. In life, you'll hear a lot of people tell you that you can do anything you want. I'm here to tell you that's true. Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of becoming a successful singer and entertainer. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to find my success, but it was worth it. I never gave up on my dreams. Remember, you can never have a dream come true until you've had a dream. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Seconds of service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Oro Valley, Arizona, a $19,000 check was donated to Healing Arizona Veterans by the Splash 3 Foundation last week. The Splash 3 Foundation is a nonprofit focused on giving to charities that need some extra help. The money was raised at Veteran Charities Golf Tournament in December. HAV uses donations to sponsor the treatment of military veterans suffering from combat-related PTSD and TBI. The treatment utilizes hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which is a pressurized chamber to deliver 100% oxygen, significantly increasing the levels in the body's tissues. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2491. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. But we are here right now to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. So what is on your to-do list? I've got stuff on my to-do list. Leslie, I bet you've got stuff on your to-do list. I mean, we have perennial to-do lists, right? I mean, have you ever had a project that you've carried from year to year? I know that I have. But it's there. It's at the top of the list. It's just that we may not be getting to those lists. And maybe we can help you move ahead on your challenge to take on those projects by answering a few questions to help you get them done. So reach out to us right now. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you could post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, did you guys know that pots, pans, and utensils that we use to cook with can contain harmful materials that actually could leach into food you eat? Well, Consumer Reports knows all about this, and they're out with a great story about how this can happen and what you need to know to prevent it.
All right, and if painting is on your to-do list, the hardest part of that project is not the prep or the paint. It's really picking out that color. So we've got some cool ideas for helping you simplify that part of the project.
And there are many choices in heating fuel, but have you ever wondered which type of fuel is most efficient? We're going to sort out the differences between oil, gas, propane, and electric heat to help you determine which delivers the best energy efficiency for your home.
All right, but first, our focus is you because we make DIY doable with clear tips and advice to get your project done. So if you've got a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help it make it a DIY done project. Let us know what you are working on. We are still in winter. There's lots of planning that can be done for those big spring projects. There's some great interior projects you can tackle this time of year. So let us know what you are working on.
Reach out right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
William in Illinois is on the line with a heating question. How can we help you with your project?
I live in the Midwest here in Illinois. I've got a smaller house, about 1,100 square foot. It's got a addition on the front of the house that is about 12 foot by 10 foot, something like that, relatively small room. It's got a pretty good-sized window facing the road. It's on a foundation, but it's not attached to the garage, and it's not heated. I don't have a heating duct running out there. It's attached to the attic space, which is insulated, but that room gets cold in the winter and hot in the summer, and I wondered if I just ran a heating duct out there, if that would be enough, or should I put a vapor barrier down, or should I knock a hole in it to attach it to the basement, or, you know, get up under there and insulate and then run a heating duct, or what?
First of all, whenever you have a standalone space like that that's pushed off the rest of the house, you have more exterior surfaces, so you have more ways for that building to chill. Adding insulation is always a no-brainer. Adding insulation to the floor, adding the insulation to the attic, making it as insulated as possible is good. Now, you ask, can I add a heating duct to that? Maybe. Depends on a lot of things. Depends on the existing layout of your HVAC system and whether or not you can get a properly sized supply and return duct to that space. Does this room get heat from the rest of the house, but just not enough heat?
It doesn't get anything right now. It has just a door. It was used as a bedroom in the summers, I guess.
So what I would do is I would consult with your HVAC contractor to see how difficult it would be and whether or not the pro thought you could get enough BTUs into that room to provide enough heat, and I don't know if it includes air conditioning or not. If not, the other thing to look at is what's called split ductless. Basically, you would install what is essentially sort of a miniature heat pump right outside the wall of that house. And you would hang on the wall a register that has the fan built into it, sort of a blower unit, and that can supply cold air in the summer, and that can supply warm heated air in the winter. And that would basically be a separate heating system for that room, a separate HVAC system for that room. But it's easier than trying to sort of extend sometimes the core system of the house. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it sure does. All righty. Well, I will look into both of those options.
Great, William. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with the plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell. And for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and you know they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family, who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another, or things that just don't make sense, or you wish that you know X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with, whether it's you know a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets, so that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, it's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing to have it exactly where you want it, and then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there, and you know the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time, and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Joan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on. We've got lots of great ideas to keep your house in tip-top shape, and we want to hear what you need help with, so reach on out. Coming up next, nonstick pans may make cooking easier, but they could come with some hidden risks. Just ahead, we're going to share tips on how you can choose safer cookware and avoid forever chemicals in your kitchen when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler.
What are you guys working on this weekend? Whatever it is, reach on out to Team Money Pit so we can help you make those DIY projects, DI-done projects.
Hey, did you guys know that a burglar actually enters a home every 30 seconds? That's kind of a scary statistic. And one reason that we are excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system starting at just $1 a day. $1 a day, that's fantastic. Plus, it gets better because all of our listeners get free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions do apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606.
Heading over to Ohio, we've got Pete on the line who's having some issues with an underlayment. What's going on?
I'm looking for options to put down an underlayment beneath the luxury vinyl that I'll be laying down. I want to have put a little distance between myself and the concrete.
So does the luxury vinyl product that you've selected have an attached underlayment? Some of them do, some of them don't.
Yes, it does.
Pete, who makes the luxury vinyl plank flooring that you're installing?
Pergo.
Pergo, okay. So that's a great brand. And all these manufacturers have a specific recommendation for a underlayment. Pergo, I know, has a product called Pergo Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like a fan fold product that you buy. It's 100 square feet. It costs around $80, so it is not inexpensive, but it is designed specifically to work with Pergo flooring and to give you a moisture protection between the two and a little bit more comfort as well.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. I would stick with the manufacturer's recommended underlayment. There are generics, and they may work, they may not work, but you can't go wrong if you stay with the same brand. Kind of like the same paint. You know, I like to choose primers and paints that are all made by the same company and not mix them up. This sort of applies to flooring in your case as well. And, you know, the other advantage of sticking with the same manufacturer is warranty. Should there be a warranty issue, you know, it prevents them from saying, well, you didn't use our recommended underlayment, right? So, you're again, staying in the same family is the best way to go for all those reasons.
Okay, that makes sense. Great.
All right, good luck with that project.
Well, nonstick cookware is a staple in many kitchens. It's easy to use, it's easy to clean, it makes cooking a breeze. But did you know that some of those nonstick coatings could come with some hidden health risks?
Yeah, that's right. Nonstick coatings, especially those that are made with PFAs, which are also called forever chemicals, have been linked to health concerns like cancer and reproductive issues. And these chemicals are slow to degrade in the environment, and they can even release harmful gases if they're overheated.
So what's a home chef to do? I mean, Consumer Reports has some great tips to help you choose safer cookware and keep your family healthy. I mean, do you just avoid it altogether?
Yeah, well, first, yeah, you do avoid products that are made with PFAs, but it can be a little tricky because manufacturers can label their cookware as PFOA-free, but it might still contain Teflon or other PFAs. So to be safe, you want to look for cookware that explicitly says it is free of PFAs, including Teflon. And if a product just says nonstick without listing the material, I would assume does contain PFAs and just stay away from it.
Now, many manufacturers are using ceramic coatings as an alternative to those PFA coatings, and Consumer Reports found several ceramic options that perform really well.
Yeah, and third, you can always opt for uncoated cookware, you know, kind of go back in time a little bit. I mean, stainless steel, carbon steel, cast iron, we love our cast iron cookware around here, but they're all great options. That cast iron in particular can develop sort of a natural nonstick surface when it's well seasoned, and it lasts forever if you take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, I do love our stainless cookware. I do have a couple of the ceramic pieces. And I love the way they both cook. It's funny, the ceramic ones are almost too nonstick. Like sometimes you want things to get a little bit crispier coated from that natural stickiness in the pan, and you almost don't get it. But they're great. They perform really well, and they look awesome. But I think the most important here, at the end of it, you've got to care for those nonstick pans properly. No matter what type of nonstick coating that you're using, you want to avoid high heat. You never want to heat an empty pan. You want to stick to silicone or wooden utensils. Hand wash those pans. Skip the abrasive sponges. You kind of got to treat these a little delicately. And if you do find that those pans are scratched or flaking or damaged, it's just time to replace them. And always ventilate your kitchen when you're using nonstick pans, especially if you're unsure about the PFAs, because they are toxic.
Yeah, these few simple steps can make a big difference in your kitchen and potentially in your health. So shout out to Consumer Reports. Great job on this post. And you can find it on their website. There's a full guide on safer cookware at consumerreports.org, consumerreports.org.
Kayla in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Just got married and moved into a new home, and it already had...
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals. so you can stock up on the best flour for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Filling and perhaps color not matching.
That's what I thought. If there's any lumpy stuff that might have been, I could run it through a cheesecloth or something like that.
No, you wouldn't want to. If it's lumpy or cottage cheesy looking in any kind of way, that just means that all of the, you know, additives that cause it to adhere have completely separated and are not sort of going back into the paint itself. So I wouldn't strain it off because then it's just truly not going to stick. So if it's separating like that, chuck it. But if you mix it and it looks creamy and it seems okay, I'd give it a go.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on Team Money Pit. If you are having a hard time picking out a color when it comes to a painting project, ooh, I get it. There are so many good choices out there. But we have got a super easy tip to help you choose after this.
888 Money Pit.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within. Over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right. Well, sometimes you think you have mold, but you're not sure if it's mold, and that is what's going on with Derek in Ohio. Tell us about the situation.
Nothing that I can see, but I smell something, and I don't know if it's in my head. We've had a problem before, and I don't know what's going on, okay. And I want to make sure that there's nothing there.
Okay. Tell me about your house. Is it on a basement first?
Yes.
Okay. And is the basement dry?
Yeah, the basement is dry now. It did have a problem with it when we first moved in where one of the slabs was sloping towards the house, so it was getting water, but we've got that totally cleaned out now.
Oh, good. You learned a lesson early about the importance of drainage outside, making sure that water is moving away from the house and not toward it. So good for you.
Yeah, well, not early enough.
Well, if it's been dry, you know, for some period of time, then I don't think that's going to be a source of an ongoing mold problem. Certainly could have caused some mold issues at one point. And you had mentioned in your message to me that you had some experience with a mold companies or a contractor or inspector. Can you talk about that?
First one that we got to work on the basement, he went out of business. Then the next one, he did the inspection and he also did the contracting. So kind of leery about that, but he seems to have done a good job. The most recent one, well, they were kind of far away.
Okay. So what you really want at this point is a competent mold inspector.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is that there's not a lot of states that license mold inspectors. And there's a lot of companies that, or guys that, you know, promote themselves as certified mold inspectors. And that might mean simply that they took a course that was offered by like an association or maybe at best OSHA or a government organization like that. So I think you need to like dig to the next level. Don't just take at face value someone that tells you that they're a certified inspector and an expert at mold. You need to understand what expertise they have and what work they've completed to use that title. That's going to be really important. Now, one place you may find a good inspector that inspects for mold and absolutely has no conflict of interest would be through the American Society of Home Inspectors. These are the inspectors that inspect homes before you purchase them. And one of the things that they often look for, although not always, is mold. And the ASHI qualified inspectors, the American Society of Home Inspectors, don't have conflicts of interest. So they're not going to say, hey, you got a mold problem, but don't worry, I'm just the guy to fix it for you, which is what happened to you last time. So I think you just have to dig a little deeper. If you could find someone that is a licensed public health official, that would be good as well. That's another closely aligned profession and one that requires extensive training and experience. And you might even want to stop by your local municipal office, the building department, and ask them if there are good quality mold inspectors in your area. You're just going to have to work it a little bit because it's not quite as clear as, you know, looking at somebody's driver's license and seeing that they have a valid date, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I ran into.
It can be done. You're just going to have to do a little work. Now, the other thing that you could also do is you could go to the website for Angie, A-N-G-I, and you could, this is a site where you put in the specifics of your project. So in this case, you're looking for a mold remediator or a mold inspector, and you put in your zip code, and they'll return to you a list of companies in your area that do that work. And what's good is they'll also return with those companies links to all of the reviews that they've earned on that website. And I think they verify the reviews as well. And you could read through that and get a sense as to whether or not the folks that have hired these guys were happy with the end product. So another way for you to try to dig in and find the right person for your project.
All right. Well, very good. I'll do some more digging then.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you for your help.
You got it. Well, when it comes to painting, for some, the hardest part of the project isn't the prep. It's not even the painting. It's picking the color. If that's you, there are easy tricks for getting that color just right.
Yeah, first of all, those tiny little paint chips that you see at the paint store, yeah, they're super fun to look at. There's a lot of them. Even if you have one of those old fan decks at home, it's great to look at the tiny little piece just to kind of get an idea. But I think when you narrow it down to 3, 5, heck, even 7, like if you're just undecisive, you know, try to narrow it down to 2 or 3 because you can buy a quart of your paint or even some stores sell a tinier sample size of it. You've just got to ask at the paint counter and see if they'll mix you a smaller sample size. But even if not, a quart of the paint, granted you could paint a whole wall with it, but if you got a couple and you put out a good size swatch of that paint color in that room, this will help you understand what that paint is going to look like in that room at different times of day. You've got to see it in the morning light. You've got to see it in the midday light. You've got to see it at night when you've got your lights on so you can really get a sense of that color. And I always find that even if in my mind I think it's, oh, it's this type of color, I still throw in a completely different color because it could be something else I was thinking of rather than just looking at tones of one color. I may go completely left field of something just to kind of satisfy that that's what I want, that's not what I want. So really narrow it down to 2 or 3 choices, paint a larger swatch on the wall, and live with it. And that's really going to help you make the best decision. You're painting the room anyway, so paint on some swatches.
It really allows you to try it before you buy it, or at least before you commit to it and have to live with it for a long, long time.
Correct.
All right. Good advice.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, gas, oil, propane, electric. There are a lot of different ways that you can be heating your home. If you're wondering which fuel is the most efficient or maybe the cheapest, we're going to tell you after this.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. Their roof rejuvenation treatment has saved nearly 80,000 roofs, including mine, and it really works. Trusted nationally and locally owned and operated. Find a RoofMax installer near you. Go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, home improvement show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you're finding our home improvement tips helpful, we've got a project for you to help us with. Just head on over to Money Pit on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave us a 5-star review. We love hearing what you guys enjoy most about the show. It makes everybody feel super happy when we get a big, great review, and it makes a huge difference in helping us grow the show. And again, we appreciate you guys so much for listening to us every weekend, and we can't wait to hear what your next project is. Lulu in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
So I noticed this fall that my bricks in the front steps were starting to break down, and I was paying attention to Ollie on the rainy day, and I said, okay, there must be water coming from the gutters. So, and I thought maybe, I've been in my house for 3 years, so I thought maybe the gutters need to be reattached.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We've got to get the water running over the shingles, then onto the flashing, and then into the gutters. You have to kind of create sort of an extension. If you do that, it should work well.
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Fit. Well, I feel like every winter we get bombarded with ads that compel us to choose between fuels, like propane over oil or natural gas over electric. Well, all those competing claims can really make it hard to figure out what is truly the best deal.
Well, according to the Department of Energy, the best home heating fuel option for your home is going to depend on a variety of factors, including the cost and availability of that fuel, and then the cost of maintenance and installation.
Yeah, and the truth is that for most of us, our home heating fuel options may not really be up to us. I mean, since the fuel has to match the heating appliance that was installed in your home, your apartment, your condo, switching from one fuel to another isn't usually very practical, but that doesn't mean there aren't still ways to save.
Now, if you heat by oil or in some cases propane, one way to cut costs is to join fuel oil cooperatives. Now, a cooperative is a group that's formed to purchase that fuel oil in bulk at a discounted price, and then that's passed along to the end user. Cooperatives have been around for more than 20 years, and if you join one, really can result in some substantial savings. You just have to remember that these providers do not offer services like emergency oil delivery on a cold winter night or something like that. It's kind of very scheduled. It's very regimented, but you do see a good savings.
Yep. And when it comes to replacing heating or cooling equipment, opt for efficiency, as many of the more efficient systems qualify for federal, state, or local incentives, including tax credits and generous rebates.
All right, now we've got Ruth in Michigan on the line. How can we help you today?
I have an older house that's in need of some pizzazz and wanted to put shutters over my vinyl siding. Is that possible, and how would I attach them?
Yeah, it's done all the time, and there are special fasteners that are used in that situation so that you pierce the siding without causing a leak to happen. And most of the shutter companies will sell those as part of the shutter, too. So you certainly can do that. You do want to be careful not to squish the siding, because remember, the siding is somewhat soft. And so as long as you're careful about the way they attach, you certainly can have shutters on top of vinyl. Okay, Ruth?
All right. Well, good. I was wondering if it could be a do-it-yourself project.
Absolutely. Ruth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us on this winter weekend here at the Money Pit. I'm sure those indoor projects are the ones you're tackling right now, but maybe you are dreaming about a big spring project, so let us give you a hand. Well, with those winter dark days still hanging around, we have some easy options to help you brighten things up when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won, Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or a new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Managing editor of LibertyNation.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.